What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, it's time for Sean Walker's Coaching Show, episode 4. Here to see the coach himself, Sean Walker, joins us here. A 1-1 weekend for Coach and his team. We'll discuss all that here on the Sean Walker Show. Well, brother, how you doing, man? You wanted to get the win last night, but how's life been treating you, man?
Hey, life is good, man. Better to be seen than to be viewed, and I'm here. So, life is good, the worst thing that happens to you is you lose a basketball game. You're living, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, and how was Thanksgiving for you and your team, man? I know it's time of year that you help your young men realize how thankful they ought to be playing college basketball. A lot of guys want to when they can, and they're privileged to be able to do that and be able to go out there and get the education of talent as well. So how's that been for you guys, man? It's holiday season teaching you to teach us something for you guys about being thankful and paying thanks to others who might not have as much as they do right now.
No question about it, man. We were able to have a couple of days off for guys to be able to go home and spend with their families. There were a few guys that were unable to go home, so we provided them a festive meal and experience here on the campus, just like they would if they were to be home. And Thanksgiving is always a great time of reflection for all people, and we want to make sure that our young people understand that having a college experience and having family that loves you and having a college experience and being able to play college basketball, those are all things to be thankful for. But also just being thankful for life and health and strength. That's important. And we want to always try to influence our guys to have a good understanding that the most important thing in life is time. Without time, that you don't have health and you don't have family, you don't have anything. And so we need to be thankful for those things, but we also need to value the time that we have.
100%, because you know, I shine. It's funny you say that because, you know, it's like people are here today and they go on tomorrow. Like you said, they're seeing that view because, you know, like it's just, life is life, man. And, you know, you have to understand that and really value opportunities that you have, really value the people around you. I guess last time you're going to be around because you never know. We none of us know the hour of the day. So we really need to value every second we have, really use for the right purpose, not for purposes of evil. That
no question. Down. No question. No question.
And Sean, let me ask you, man, I'm sorry with Lamar and Owen, man. Got a big win against those guys, 71-67. Still a late run by those guys. So I'll get your thoughts on that game right there and how you guys followed in that game, man.
Well, you know, Lamar Owen was a tough opponent. I would say to you that pound for pound, we're not going to be more talented than our opposition on the night-to-night basis. And Lamar Owens probably one of those nights that we need to connect as a group and play better as a team more so than they did. And I thought we controlled the game for the most part. I felt like we made a tremendous amount of wonderful plays that afforded us a chance to have a comfortable enough lead at the end to finish the game. And then we made enough errors to keep the game close and made it difficult for us to get out of the gym. So I was ecstatic about getting our first SIAC win. That was the third win that we've gotten this year, a second countable win, so to speak, but it's our third win. And we're moving in the right direction. Obviously winning our first SIAC game and having that game at home, you know, was really a good thing for us here early in the year.
And we talked about this guy before, yeah, Sean, Tyreek McAdoo. Double-double for you against LeBron Owen, coming in for you, stepping up for you with big plays and big minutes there for you. Talk about that young man's improvement over the year and the way he's going to be mean to you going down the road here.
Yeah, McAdoo is an important component to us. He's a senior. He's a veteran. He's been here. He loves Allen. And we need him to play well. He's going to be the guy who ends up getting the toughest matchup on the opposing team of an interior player, four guy, combo four guy. He needs to be a super aggressive defender for us. He needs to get to the glass. And we also need him to score some points. We had a good game against Lamar Owen, and when he plays well, we have a chance to win. He gives us that next component down on the box that helps us really be able to stand tall with the best of them.
No doubt. And also in that game, you get 14 steals. I know you love defense, so that make you happy to get 14 steals and get out of transition a little bit there with those steals, man, and be able to initiate early offense for you guys.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we were able to trap a little bit early in this game. I think we caught Lamar Owen off by surprise. We had not really trapped and gone to get out and go for the ball the way we did against them. And I think that helped us early in the game. We got them out of balance. They were unable to kind of isolate us and utilize the mismatches that they would have had. And we were able to generate some points through our defense. And that's going to be important for us as we move through. We know a lot of nights teams won't throw us the ball, but we need to create the balance in the game the way that we need it so that we can offset some of the great play by some of the individual players that we'll see as we move forward in the SIAC.
No doubt. And that controlled chaos of, you know, changing up defenses, trapping some, playing at 120 to 140s and coming back, you know, doing some switchable things, playing red. You know, those things really help when you have to, you know, be connectivity-wise and knowing your game plan and really causing guys, making them uncomfortable. Some guys are going to get, we know this from playing ball. Some guys are going to get there no matter what. But if you make it uncomfortable for them a little bit there, throw them off the end, that 2% or 1% right there, open up for you guys to do what you do, get out, transition, get easy baskets.
Well, at the end of the day, great players are going to be great players. I mean, there's not going to be a guy that's averaging 20 points that you're going to keep zero. All right. There's a reason he's averaging 20. That means he's averaging 20. He can get 10 one night, come back and get 40 the next, and average 20. So, we want to make it our brand to not give away points, all right, to make it difficult for our opponent, no matter whether they are a great player or whether they're not a good player. We need to make sure that we offer the resistance that we need and then try to give up one shot at the basket so that we can get up the floor. One thing's for sure and two things for certain, you can't keep a team from shooting the ball, all right? Whether it's a good shot or a bad shot, they're going to shoot it. And so you want to make as many of those shots, bad shots or contested shots, so we have a chance to rebound it.
No doubt. You held them to 39% shooting. That has to make you happy right there. That's cold on that for shooting. and completing with the rebounds is very important defensively, because I know get killed on, not I know this from many NBA too. Get killed on the glass is gonna kill you. You wanna make sure you clean back, get that rebound and get out and get going down the court. So you wanna get that going. Keeping that shooting up sense has to make you happy, knowing how deep he high but you love deep defense the floor, my brother.
Yeah, that's our goal, to keep teams shooting the ball under 40% for a game. That's winning basketball. I think to get in championship contention, you need to be in the top two or three components of defense. And that shooting percentage is one of them. Shooting percentage, giving up three-point percentages, that those are important. So obviously we were able to do that against Lamar Owen and have a chance to win.
No doubt. And it's going to lane, going to sit to about lane here, man. I know it's a low-scoring battle with multiple runs. And using that to try to talk to your team about staying focused. Yeah, we know it's a game of runs, but trying to limit the runs, you know, trying to not compound the run with a rush shot or getting a lot of composure, not making a bad pass because they made a few shots, but staying true to the game and understanding that things are going to happen. Don't let them athletes affect you and what we got going on.
Well, you know, Lane was last night. I'm still not quite healed from last night. You know, I would say to you that the point total, it was a low-scoring game. We were down 124-23 at the half. We were right there where we needed to be. The problem with the Lane game and the scoring is that we threw the ball away 18 times in the first half. We threw the ball away 26 times for the game. Lane didn't trap one possession. Those are self-inflicted. That's a self-inflicted disaster, all right? Mm. We're screening and fouling. We're throwing the ball away to the other team. We're giving up live ball turnovers. We missed at least four uncontested layups last night, all right? And so it says a lot about our team that, again, we were in a two-possession game. And lost the game 60-55. Lane is a good team. They have three really good players that are catalysts behind them, and we let them, you know, 15 points. Two guys getting 15 points in a 60-point game is a lot. Two guys got 30 of their 60. Next guy got 10. They got 40 of their 60. They were in the game plan. But it's difficult to keep great players under control when you throw them the ball, mm-hmm. right? When you don't capitalize. We were up 4 points. About seven minutes to go in the game, up four, we throw the ball inside, we miss an uncontested layup, we come down the floor, they hit a three, all right? We come back down the floor again, throw them the ball, they throw it inside to Johnson, we don't double where we're supposed to, he goes and gets an and one. Two possessions, you go from up four to down two, and now you throw another ball away, they come down the floor, that's 11-point swing in three possessions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we've got to improve on our mental errors. We got to improve on those, on the type of things that's a sum up. You know, we got the tip, we stole the tip, go down the floor uncontested on the first play of the game and miss an uncontested layup with no defense there. All right. So we do enough. We've done enough to not be able to seal in wins, not be able to play well enough to keep leads. And so those are things that a young team that's trying to learn how to win. We need to fix those things or work on those things so that they are to be fixed, which will change our fate at the end of games a lot.
And which is once again, I know it's not what you, not what you want to have is a loss, but them turnovers are teachable things, and they can correct. They're correctable. That's what's the beauty of it. That is correctable. It's not like something you can't correct. This is limiting turnovers, not throwing the ball away. And we know that the ball is everything. We know that the ball is everything, man. And, you know, I've seen that. It's like, man, it's limited turnovers. We'll be okay. And yeah. I think going forward, that is something you can teach to talk to your team about earlier today and down the way. Limited turnovers, we'll be in every game on our defense.
Yeah, well, you turned the ball over 26 times. I try to couple that with, and my math is bad, but let's see, 26 times 3 is 72 Eight. Points.
Oh, 78.
However much it is, 78 points.
Yep.
That's a possible 78 points that we can get. We had the ball 26 times and didn't shoot it. and you lost 5 points. All right. So, you know, the problem with the turnovers for me are they're all unforced. They're nonsense, so to speak. And they come. There was one sequence in the game that we turned the ball over 7 of the 8 times that we had it right back to back to back to back. So that's losing basketball, you know. And you're not going to win that way. We've got to get guys back in character. We've got to get shooters shooting, passers passing, post up guys posting up, and we don't need people that should be shooting to be dribbling and posting. We don't need post-up guys to be dribbling. So this is a part of our maturation process. We've got to get better at that. We've got to get in character. We've got to stay in character. We've got to know that we've got to be connected. When you take a look at the Lamont Owen game, they shot 39% from the field. We gave up 45%, 44, 45% this game. You're going to give up 40-plus percent when you throw the ball away and you can't guard your turnovers. So this is kind of where we are. You know, hey, I'm still excited about the fact we are 1-1. I feel like we could have definitely have won 2, but we didn't. Let's capitalize on what we didn't, the mistakes that we made, and go and try to win our next game, which is Thursday.
No doubt. You got Morris, the team you played already is down in Sumter. Kentucky said they were before it. So, you know, it's going to be a tough 3-game stretch for you. We're going to claim it again. In Jesus' name, we're going to win these games. We're going to claim it already. But I'm excited to get back on the court on Thursday night, man, and get on this road trip here and test you guys once more and see how you guys improve over these next 3 games.
We're going to see what our character is like. Not only do we have Mars on the road, it's going to be a tough opponent. They took us to overtime here at home. Kentucky State's a great team. They've got a phenomenal player over there. Had 40 points the last time that they played. And then Antonio Davis does a great job over at Central State. You know, so we you know we've got our hands cut out, but we've got to take one game at a time. This group that I have is not – there's no game that I think – there's not a game that I think that we roll into that we should win, all right? There's not a game that we roll into that I think we can't win. So we've got to figure out what our balance is as a group, particularly even more importantly now that we're going on the road. I believe that our next 6 or 7 games are on the road. So we've got to get good quick. Like not only do we finish this semester on the road, but we come back next semester, 1st of January, and go to Tuskegee and Spring Hill, and it doesn't get any easier, all right? So we've got to shore up some things. We've got to be a little bit smarter of a basketball team here and there. And then we've got to figure out how to play more connected. We play more better together, which will help us go on the road and beat Mars, which will be important, and see what we can do with Kentucky State and Central State of Ohio, you know, and get on that road and to see how we can gut it out.
We're gonna be watching and praying for you, brother. We know you're gonna do a great job, but one thing, they're going to be very much prepared. We know that about you. They're going to be prepared for sure.
That's important for this team. This team is important that we're super prepared and we take our mental preparation seriously, which is another thing that we're working on here. That's a part of our maturation process, is that we've got to be able to think and play at the same time. We've got to be able to do our jobs, know what our jobs are, and do those jobs because, again, we're not going to have the most talented player on the floor every night. And I'm not saying that we don't have good players, but we need to be a great team and so that we can offset great players. Or we don't have a great player. We have a bunch of guys that can play, and we need to connect very, very well so that we can be the better team each and every night.
No doubt. Well, Sean, I get practice, my brother. I'll let you get to that, man. It's good talk since I was on the Sean Walker Show, episode 4 here, man. We'll keep this thing going, my brother. Let's go talk to you next Tuesday, brother.
Fantastic. Appreciate you, boss man. Thank you very much.
I'll see you, brother.
All right, man. We'll talk to you.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, You name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.